The epistle to be read for the third Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 12. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits, to no man rendering evil for evil, providing good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as is in you, having peace with all men, not revenging yourselves, my dearly beloved, but give place unto wrath, for it is written, Revenge is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. But if thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him to drink. For doing this, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 8. At that time when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and adored, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And forthwith his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith to him, See thou tell no man, but go show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift with which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when he had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy and is grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion making answer said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man subject to authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doth it. And Jesus, hearing this, marveled and said to them that followed him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great faith in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And the servant was healed at the same hour. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, I would like to begin by telling you a true story about two Civil War generals and prayer. The generals were Ulysses S. Grant and Oliver Otis Howard. After his military and political career had ended, General Grant retired to his home on Mount McGregor in Saratoga, New York. On one very warm July day in the year 1885, as Grant lay dying of cancer of the throat, General Oliver Howard, his old friend, came to pay him a final visit. General Howard had served under Grant during the Civil War. Grant and other Union officers had often referred to Howard as the Christian general. And this they did because Howard was known to be a man given to prayer. But as the two generals spoke and reminisced about their time together during the Civil War, Howard commended Grant on his brilliant campaigns and his distinguished service to the nation. But as the dying Grant listened to the praises of his friend, he suddenly stopped him. And then he said, Howard, tell me something now about how to pray. Now, you know, my dear friends, about 2,000 years ago, on a warm autumn day, the apostles approached our divine Savior, who had just spent another night in prayer. And they humbly asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." In other words, "Lord, tell us something about how to pray." And our Lord told them about prayer and how to pray. And the prayer he taught them that day, we know as the Lord's Prayer, or the Our Father. Of all the prayers that we say, the Our Father, St. Louis de Montfort says, is above all prayers, since its author is the God-man, our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and the King of Kings. The Our Father, St. Louis de Montfort states, contains all the duties we owe to God, the acts of all virtues, and the petitions for all our spiritual and bodily needs. So great and sublime is this prayer that it is prayed with the utmost reverence and solemnity at every Holy Mass. It is prayed throughout the day by every priest when he recites his divine office. It is prayed at every rosary. It is prayed in so many Catholic devotions. In fact, my dear friends, in the Church's official prayers before grace and after meals, which we daily pray at the seminary and which the sisters daily pray here at the convent, the Our Father is prayed both before and after meals. There is no one here, then, who is not familiar with the Our Father. There is no one here who has not prayed this prayer often throughout their life. But because of human nature as it is, when things, even holy things, are familiar to us, we can often fail to appreciate their value. How often, my dear people, it is that we sometimes fail to appreciate, even priests and religious, the beauty, the dignity, and the power of the Our Father. Following St. Louis de Montfort, who was a holy man and a priest given to fervent prayer, whose life was one of faith and confidence in the mercy of God and in the love of Jesus and Mary, let us now briefly go through the Our Father and relearn it, as it were, that we may be renewed in praying it all the more frequently and fervently, so that we may all the more profit from it. Our Father, who art in heaven, that is, Thou, O God, who dost fill the heavens and the earth with the immensity of Thy divine being, Thou who art present everywhere, Thou who art in the saints by Thy glory, in the damned by Thy justice, in the good by Thy grace, and even in sinners by Thy patience, Grant, we beseech thee, that we may always remember that we come from thee. Grant that we may live as thy true children ought to live. Grant that we may use our every power, our hearts and our souls, all our strength, to ever tend towards thee. Hallowed be thy name. That is, thy name, O God, is holy and awe-inspiring. Grant that all men may serve and glorify thee by a living faith, a staunch hope, a burning charity, so that all men may be holy, because our God is all holy. Thy kingdom come. That is, do thou, O God, reign in our souls by thy grace, so that after death we may be found worthy to reign with thee in thy kingdom in perfect and unending happiness. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, O God, make us humbly resigned to all that thou hast seen fit to send us in life. Help us to do all things and at all times to do thy holy will, which thou hast especially made known to us by thy divine commandments, that we may promptly, lovingly, and faithfully do thy will here on earth as the saints and angels do it in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Commenting on this petition in the Our Father, St. Louis de Montfort beautifully writes, "Our Lord taught us to ask God for everything. For everything that we need, whether in the spiritual or temporal order. By asking for our daily bread, we humbly admit our own poverty and insufficiency, even as we pay tribute to our God, knowing that all goods, all spiritual, all material, temporal goods, come from his divine providence." Furthermore, the saint adds that by the word bread, we mean to ask God for only that which is necessary to live, and not for superfluous material things, but only what is necessary for us to live. And when we ask, he says, for daily bread, we recognize that we need God's help every day, at every moment, since we are entirely dependent upon him for his help and even his protection throughout our life. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. That is, O God, forgive us, pardon us our own sins, whether sins of thought or those of speech. Forgive us our sins of commission, our sins of omission. Forgive us our sins which make us infinitely guilty in the eyes of thy divine justice. We dare to ask for this forgiveness because thou art a most loving and merciful Father. We dare to ask for our own forgiveness because out of charity we have already forgiven and forgotten those who have offended us in any way. And lead us not into temptation. That is, do not permit us, O Lord, in spite of our infidelity to thy graces, to give in to the temptations of the world, the devil, and the flesh. But save us. Save us from falling into sin when we are tempted. But deliver us from evil. That is, O God, remit our temporal and eternal punishments which we justly deserve for our sins. Amen. This word, amen, is of ancient Hebrew origin. It goes all the way back to the time of Moses. And in English, the word literally means, so be it. Listen to what St. Louis de Montfort says about the importance of this concluding word of the Our Father and of all our prayers. He writes, this word, amen, at the end of the Our Father is actually very consoling. Saint Jerome says that the word is a sort of seal of approbation that Almighty God Himself puts on our petitions to assure us that He will grant our requests. As though He Himself were saying, amen, be it done as you have asked, for truly you have obtained what you asked for. My dear friends, may we ever pray the Our Father and all our prayers with the utmost attention and devotion. And may we pray like the Roman centurion and the leprous man in today's gospel, with confidence that God is listening to us, and resignation that He will always grant what He knows to be best for us and for those for whom we pray. Pray then, my dear people, pray your prayers with attention and devotion. Pray with confidence and resignation, and pray with perseverance. That is, no matter what happens, no matter how discouraging or hopeless things may seem, never cease praying. Never cease believing. Never cease hoping. Never cease trusting. Even as you commend your prayers to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, the mediatrix of all grace, who never for a moment ceases to intercede for us and to obtain for us the blessings and the mercy of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.